恩典。
Let us pray for tonight's meeting.
请每一位都为聚会祷告。
Will each of you please pray for tonight's meeting?
你给我们这一个机会到你面前来，我们求你向我们施恩典、施怜悯。主啊，我们真感觉到，若不是你光照我们的话，我们就没有法子看见亮光，我们没有法子欣赏你的真理。我们求你恩待我们，特别在我们当中有些朋友们，一直到今天他们还没有接受你的。主啊，愿你向我们施恩典、施怜悯。你曾经怎样引导我们出黑暗入光明，今天晚上求你要照样施恩典给我们亲爱的朋友们。主，我们深深感觉到你这次让我们到这里来不是偶然的事情，你在创世以前为我们预备了这样子的机会。求主你施恩典、施怜悯，叫我们能享受你所给我们预备的。我们要求你施恩典给我们弟兄姊妹们。主，你知道我们在你面前有一个愿望，就是我们要向前进。我们不满意现在我们所站的地位，我们要向前进。可是主啊，若不是你引导我们的话，我们就没有法子前进，我们也不知道由何开始。所以求主你带领我们。主，你告诉我们说，凡是到你那里来的，你都不撇弃他。今天晚上我们到你面前来，我们相信你不会撇弃我们。求你恩待我们，叫我们记得你的应许，说若是有两三人奉你的名字聚会，你必在他们中间。所以主，我们相信今天晚上你在我们中间，因为我们是奉你名字的聚会。不但叫我们有这样子知识，主啊，求你叫我们真正有实体的感觉，感觉到你在我们当中，你在我们当中听我们的祷告，你在我们当中接纳我们的赞美，你也在我们当中引导我们的思想意念。求主你恩待我们，开启我们心里面的眼睛，叫我们看见你真理的实际。主，我们不知道你怎样行奇事，可是我们知道你是行奇事的主。所以今天晚上我们求你在我们当中行奇事，开我们的眼睛，叫我们能看见我们从来没有看见的，给我们在里面就有谦卑的心领受你自己的话，开我们里面的耳朵，叫我们能听见你自己的声音。主啊，求你带领我们，叫我们今天晚上在你面前聚会以后，感觉到说我们正好，因为我们遇见了主。我们这样祷告祈求，是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。我们这次总题是说与主同行。
A theme for the conference is in his steps.
昨天晚上我们稍微看一看主是怎样一位主。
Last night we briefly looked at what kind of a Lord is the Lord.
因为我们要与主同行的话，我们一定要知道主是怎样的一位主。
Because if we are going to walk with our Lord, we have to know what kind of a Lord is he.
当然，我们要知道主的话，不是一次两次的聚会就能知道。
Of course, in order to know our Lord, it takes more than just one or two meetings.
事实知道主这件事情是我们一生的工作。
In fact, it takes a whole lifetime to know our Lord.
昨天晚上我们看见主是慈爱的主，主也是心慈的主，主也是圣洁的主。
Last night we talked about our Lord is a merciful Lord, is a faithful Lord, also he is a holy Lord.
因为他是圣洁的主，所以我们要与他同行的话，有一件事情我们必须要解决。
Since he is a holy Lord, in order to walk with him, we also have to solve some problems.
当我们有时候招的客人的时候，我们平常的时候会把地板嘛，这个地毯，用这个吸尘器吸一下，或者呢这个厨房里面这个地板我们要抹一下，把厨房里面的垃圾呢搬空一些。
Sometimes before we entertain our guests, we would vacuum our rug, we would clean the kitchen floor, we would remove the garbage from our kitchen.
那这样这是同样的，我们要记得主耶稣基督，我们也要有这样子的洗漱。
Likewise, before we accept our Jesus Christ, we also have to do this kind of cleanup work.
四十多少的时候，我们人生的烦闷、不快乐等等，就是因为我们不舍得把我们心里面的垃圾搬出去。
Really, so many times our lives are not happy because we are not willing to remove the garbage from our hearts.
有人不大了解，为什么故圣经或者你们讲道的人常要我们承认自己的罪，好像是你们欢喜我们自己批评自己。
Some people don't seem to understand why is it that preachers always invite people to examine themselves. It almost seems like you preachers like for people to criticize themselves.
今天早晨，李牧师已经告诉我们，我们认罪不是这么简单的一件事情，就是自己来批评自己。
This morning, Reverend Lee has already touched upon to admit to confess one's sin is not so easy, just to, not just criticizing oneself.
事实呢，当一个人有愿意这样子做的时候，神的光就会光照他，叫他能看见他自己的真相如何，他就能把一切所应该搬出来的东西都搬出来。
In reality, when one has the willingness to confess his own sins, the Holy Spirit will shed light on him so that he may see the things that he ought to remove from his heart.
我今天早上已经提过了，为什么你们感觉到有时传道人好像要邀请要给那个 invitation?
I've already said, why is it that you think that the preachers want to give invitations?
若是有谁愿意这样子的话，我们常说请你举手。
Why is it that we oftentimes say those who want to examine his own sin or to confess his own sin, let him raise his hand?
因为这个动作就表示你愿意的心。当你愿意的时候，神的光就会照到你。
Because this act of raising one's hand indicates his willingness, and when he is willing, God's light will shed upon him.
因为圣经明明告诉我们说，凡是愿意的，只要愿意，都可以白白的拿生命水喝。
Bible tells us, whosoever that is willing shall receive this grace.
昨天晚上我也提议说，请弟兄姊妹们，回到自己的地方去，找一个安静的时刻，安静的地方，好好的在神面前对付一下。为什么我要这么做
？Last night I also said that I asked that those of you who are willing, after you went back to your place, you find a suitable place, a suitable time, and to examine one's sin. Why is it that I asked?
因为当你肯这样子愿意做的时候，就是说给神机会。
Because when you're willing to do so, then you're giving God an opportunity.
在平常的我们的经验之中，就晓得当一个人有这样子愿意的心里，神的光就会照到他。
In our experience, we know when someone is willing, then God's light is shed upon him.
今天晚上我们要看看既然我们与主同行，我们到底怎么样
？Tonight.Want to look at ourselves, since we are going to walk with the Lord. What are the aspects concerning ourselves?
今天在许多的学问上都很发达。
Today we know in the academic world many of the sciences are very much in advanced development.
但是一直到今天，我们发现有一门的学问呢，一直来没有发达。
And yet it seems like that there is one department of knowledge that has not developed.
那一门学问就是说讲到人的自己。
And that is the science of studying oneself.
我们怪物论，我们有生理学，我们有心理学。
Even though we do have anthropology, we do have psychology.
可是一直到现在，我们还没有看见伦理学。
And yet we do not have an ethicology.
换句话说，我们没有发现一本书能把整个的人。到底怎么样的告诉我们
In other words, we haven't found one book that talks about what is man's ethics or morals ought to be.
没有一本书能告诉我们说人从前怎么样将来怎么样
There's no book that talks about how a man used to be and what he is going to be like.
没有一本书告诉我们说人是怎么样来的人将来去到那里
No book tells us how man came about and where he is going.
那么我们晓得，若是要有书的话呢，就是一本书，就是这本圣经。
We know that if we were to say that there is one book, that book has to be the Bible.
原因是什么呢
？And what is the reason?
人无论这么聪明，到底人不能知道过去，也不能知道未来。
No matter how intelligent a man get to be, he doesn't know the past, nor does he know the future.
只有神的儿子耶稣基督，他知道。
Only the Son of God, Jesus Christ, knows.
圣经心理学是一门的很有新出的课程。
We know the biblical psychology is a very new course.
今天晚上我就稍微提一提，关于有一点对我们人之所以为人相当重要的问题。
And tonight I'd like to touch upon one point, and that is being a man, this is a very important problem for us.
在没有讨论以前呢，我这个卢弟兄有没有那个讲义，有没有怎么样印好？明天早晨可以啊。我顺便提提啊，今天早晨因为我这个讲义没有印好，所以这个 workshop 好像不大想混 workshop， 还是我在那里讲。
Because we did not have the notes, and so this morning's workshop, Dr. Lin's workshop was
not workshop like.
was not like a workshop.
明天早晨我们是这样子，半个钟头问问题，问得半个钟头，我要请弟兄姊妹们根据奥特兰自己去研究，那么半个钟头给你们报告你们所研究的。
Tomorrow, we are going to have half an hour for questions and answer period, and then we have half an hour for group study together based on the outlines, and then half an hour for reporting on the research work done.
今天晚上我们所讲的是关于心理、圣经心理学的一点。
Tonight, what we talk about pertains to one point in biblical psychology.
是那一点呢？我要请你们看圣经。
That particular point, let's go back to the Bible.
先请看《以弗所》第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
这里告诉我们说，所以我说，切在主里掐实地说，你们行事不要这样为谤人。存虚妄的心行事。
Verse 17, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind.
这里说虚妄的心，这个虚妄两个字啊，只有虚妄的意思，可是还有意思就是没有目的、无目的的心行事。
Yeah, this word vanity, not only that it means vanity, it also means aimlessly. Mm-hmm.Do things aimlessly.
那这个是描写这个这几个字描写今天许多人的生活的彷徨，同时也告诉我们说，为什么缘故他们有这种彷徨。
These few words describe today's world very well. So many people seem to be very confused.
同时也告诉我们说，为什么缘故。今天许多人的生活是这样子的生活。
It also tells us why is it that these people today are living in that state of confusion.
我们知道今天许多人在世界上的生活事实就是没有目标。
We know in the lives of many people today, it is truly aimless.
他们也不愿意思想那个目标。
Nor are they willing to think about the aim.
他们只愿意一天过一天算了。
They just want to live a day, Time.
为了这个缘故，所以有时我们发现在社会上有些人遭遇到悲惨的结果。
For this reason, we see many people they face a very tragic ending.
当一个人呢，对于他的生命，对于和他的生活感觉到烦闷，感觉到bored.
When a person in his life feels bored.
那这样子的话呢，渐渐的能令他到一个自杀的程度。
And gradually he is stepping on the way to suicide.
你们当然听见在好莱坞的有许多明星自杀。
Of course, we have heard about the Hollywood stars they commit suicide a lot.
不但那些明星，就在有些国家里面政府的要人也会自杀。
Not only the movie stars, but even in some countries, even the important people in the government they commit suicide.
在他们自杀以后， 找到的这个留下来的字条啊，就说他们感觉到人生太没有意义。
And in the notes that are left after the suicide, they almost inevitably say that they feel in life there is no meaning.
讲到享受那些明星和那些在政府里的要人，当然他们是有第一流的享受。
When we talk about enjoyment, of course, these movie stars and these important people in the government, they have a lot of enjoyments.
那为什么他们会自杀？
Why is it that they commit suicide?
为什么他们会感觉到他们的或者世界上没有价值？
Why is it that they feel that there is no value in their lives?
事实呢，一个人愈享受啊，愈会感觉到生命没有价值。
It is true. The more a person enjoys, the more he feels that there is no value in life.
所以在这个实际上说起来啊，有时神不让我们做有钱的人呢，这是他的恩典。
For really, when God does not allow us to be rich, it is really His blessing to us.
因为我们不是真富有的人呢，我们有所享受。
Because as long as we are not wealthy, we are able to enjoy.
等到你太富有以后，你没有。这也没有可以给你享受了。
When you become too wealthy, there's no room for you to enjoy.
可是无论如何，圣经告诉我们说，世界上人，他们呢，只存着一个无目的的心行事。
Nevertheless, the Bible tells us the people in this world they live an aimless life.
那今天晚上我们可以问问自己，弟兄姊妹们，你人生的目的是什么
？Tonight we can ask ourselves what.Your goal in life.
你或者说，我现在有孩子，我希望每一个孩子都能呢，成家立业。
Maybe you say I have children and I hope that every child will have a family, have a good business.
或者你说，我现在是做某一样职业，我希望哪一件职业能发达。
Or maybe you say I'm engaging in one particular occupation. I hope that my business will prosper.
但是我请问你。你这个孩子们会长大，长大成人以后，他们自己组织家庭以后，那你怎么样呢
？Well, let me ask you, when your children grow up and when they have their own families, then what?
好，你为你自己事业求发展，等到你事业发展以后怎么样呢
？Or maybe you're hoping that your business will prosper, and when it does, then what?
那你有没有想到，你的生命没有一个寄居？
Have you ever considered then what happens to your life?
我们不知不觉之间，现在我们在世界上不过是生存而已，而不是在那里生活。
We know gradually our life has become merely existing and not living.
若是这样子的话，那我们的生命啊，同动物、植物的生命差不多。
If that is the case, then our lives are not that different from that of the plants.
动物植物的生命只有生存而没有生活。
The lives of the plants and animals have only existence and not living.
这就是本节圣经所告诉我们的。
This is what this verse is about.
存在一种没有目的的心行事。
It is an aimlessly way of going about things.
那么这个没有目的是到底从哪里来的没有目的呢
？But how did we come about this aimlessly way?
这里告诉我们说，从虚妄的心行事。
It says here in vanity.
In vanity of mind, 是不是
？Vanity of mind.
Yeah, 这里的 mind， 这里心到底是什么意思
？The word mind here, what is it referring to?
那当然了，这个字在中文、英文没有恰当的字可以翻译。
First, we know that in English and also.
所以在中文就翻为心智，在英文翻为思想。
In Chinese, 心智 ，in English is mind.
好，嗯哼，什么是？到底什么？这个心到底是什么东西
？What is it that we are talking about here?
当然，在中文这个心智啊，很广的，这个用处很广啊。
Of course, the Chinese word heart is very widely used.
有时候是指点你的情感。
Sometimes it refers to your emotions.
有时候有人说你的心这么恶劣，那这个是关，这不是自己的心呢，是自己的情感。
Some people may say, "How come your heart is so wicked?" It's not really talking about your heart, but it's talking about your emotions.
你有时候我心中很高兴。
Sometimes you say my heart is very joyful.
事实呢是指点你的情感在哪里讲，是不是啊？
Yes, that's true. It's talking about your emotions, isn't it?
有时候你说，你会说，你对你自己孩子说，你孩子做了一件事情，那你说他以后，你或者会说，你也用你的心想想看，你到底对不对？
Maybe sometimes your child does something that you don't like. You say to your child, "You ought to think real carefully in your heart what you have done."
Yeah, this in English, the word is heart. In Chinese, is heart. 啊，那么那个心是指点你的思想讲的。
And of course, that heart refers again to your mind.
有时候我们说，我心里面定会如此，就是如此。
Sometimes we say that I'm determined in my heart to do this way, and it shall be that way.
事实，这不是指点你的心，是指点你的意志，是不是？
Again, it's not talking about your heart, is it? It's talking about your determination.
有时候你也会说，这个人心真不好。
Sometimes you say this person has a bad heart.
那事实是指点那个人的良心不好。
It's really talking about his
conscience.
嗯哼。
我们也常说，你心里相信上帝。
We often say that you believe God in your heart.
那个心是不是指点我们平常的心了？
That is not talking about our heart.
那个心就是这里所说的心。
It is the heart that is talking about here in the Bible.
在原文里面是特别的一个字。
In the original version, it has a special word.
那我可以告诉你这个拼法 ，nous, nous.
Nous, nous.
要请记得这个字啊。这是一个特别的字，在圣经里面。
This is a very particular word. Please remember it.
当我们说我心里相信，这个心就直接怒是讲的。
When we say that I believe in my heart, and that heart there is talking about news.
在这里告诉我们说，为什么世界上有许多人他们的生命当中没有目的
？Why is it in this world there so many people that their lives are aimless?
这里告诉我们是因为他们的怒是没有了目的。
It tells us in the Bible here because their nous has no purpose.
因为那个 nous 没有目的了，好像呢，一只大泉里面那个掌舵的人已经失去了理智。
See, when we talk about a nous has no aim, it's like in a boat, the captain has lost his will.
所以呢，这一只泉就随风漂流。
And therefore, since the captain is not in control, then the boat just float about.
所以那一只船就是没有目的的船。
And the boat has no purpose or aim.
圣经告诉我们说，我们之所以在那里过一个没有目的的生活，是因为我们那个nous没有了目的。
The Bible talks about that the reason that we are leading aimless lives because our nous has no aim.
为了这个缘故，所以在圣经另外一个地方告诉我们，我们的光景如何。
For this reason, in another place in the Bible, it tells us how we really are.
请看提摩太，提督书。
Let us read Titus.
第一章十五节。
Chapter 1, verse 15.
提督书第一章十五节。
Titus.
在这里说，在洁净的人呢，万物都洁净；在污秽不信的人，什么都不洁净，连心地和天良也都污秽了。
Verse 15: Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled.
Yeah, 这个 mind 这个心字在心地良字在这里啊，原来就是 nous。
And here, when we talk about mind and conscience in the original, it's talking about the word nous.
nous 同 conscience 同这个良心啊，都污秽了。
Both mind and conscience, both nous and conscience are defiled.
那这节圣经告诉我们说，为什么故我们的 nous 为没有目的呢
？This verse tells us why is it that our nous has become aimlessly?
是因为 nous 同这个 conscience, 这个同这个天良都污秽了。
The reason is because news and conscience are both defiled.
这个在这里啊，或者我用几个圈来表明呢，叫圣经所告诉我们的，看得见吗？在圣经里面所告诉我们的光景就是如此，怒视就是我们人的最中心。
This is what the Bible is telling us. News is the inner circle.
怒视的外面呢就是 conscience， 就是这个天良。
The outside circle represents conscience.
那么在这个天良外面啊，就是我们心理学的各种的作用。
Outside the circle of conscience are the different effects that the psychologists deal with.
换句话说，现在在心理学一方面，那对这个功用和那和这两或许说这两个功用啊，很少提到。
In other words, the psychologists today do not talk about conscience, nor do they talk about news.
这个 conscience 呢，或者他们稍微提到，可是呢，对于 news 啊，他们根本差不多没有本书提到。
Maybe they touch upon conscience, but almost no book.
如果是说要进圣经的说法的话呢，那么弗洛伊德这个学说比较相近一点。弗洛伊德他好像我看他的样子有一点，事实他的 super ego 还是指的 conscience 讲 super ego 还是没有碰到这个 news。
Some book
in
psychology, Thornton talks about.Superego, and that, even that touches upon conscience only, not news.
你晓得 Freudian's idea 就是说，他说有 superego, ego 同 id。
The Bolton idea talks about superego, ego, and id.
Id, 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 id. 嗯，他们说他所说的 superego 呢，差不多等于我们所说的 conscience， 天良。
Superego is about like what we talk about as conscience.
所以换句话说，严格说起来，现在没有一本心理学的书摸到这一点 ，news.
In other words, strictly speaking, there's no psychology book that talks about news.
在这里告诉我们说，为什么一个人的 news 会失去了方向
？Here it tells us why is it that the news of man will lose the direction.
这里告诉我们是都误会了。
The Bible tells us the news is defiled.
这个 defiled 这个字呢，原来意思就是涂黑了的意思。
The original meaning of the word defiled means
blackened, yeah. 换句话说，凡是人的话，是人，他都有天良，他都有心地。
In other words, every man has conscience and news.
但是呢，现在这个天良和心地的功用已经失去了。
A man has lost the functions of his conscience and news.
这个不是说他们完全没有功用了。
It is not saying that they have no function at all now.
若是说真正良心天良也没有功用了，那么世界上就没有法律了。
If we say that the conscience has no function at all, then there is no law today.
我们也晓得有些说法律好像叫我们看来不合法的。为什么缘故呢？因为这个就是因为天良的功用不准确了。
Because the function of the conscience is no longer accurate.
为什么这个天良的功用不准确
？Why is it that the function of conscience is not accurate?
圣经告诉我们是 defiled， 涂黑了。
The Bible tells us it's defiled or blackened.
是人还是有这个 news， 还是有这个天良
？A man still has the news and the conscience.
但是呢，现在天良和这个 news 的功用已经失去了。
But the conscience and the news have lost their intended purposes.
这两个功用啊是这样子。 弄死你是怪物知识一方面的，这个体谅是怪物执行一方面的。
We know the areas of responsibilities are divided this way. The nous is responsible in the area of knowledge, and conscience is in the responsibility of carry out action.
Yeah. 换句话说，这个天良判断是非，只能根据nous所有的知识。
In other words, conscience can help us to determine something is right or wrong.Depends on the knowledge of the news.
所以这个 news 在我们里面好像立法院啊，这个天良呢在我们里面好像司法院。
So in other words, the news seems to be the legislator, and conscience seems to act as the court or the judge.
世人我已经说过，无论是谁，还是有天良，还是有心地。
Well, I've said already that every man has conscience and also knows.
就是一个责，他做到了以后，他的脸不是发红就发青。
Even a thief, when we catch him, his face is either purple or red.
那这个就是说。为什么缘故？圣经告诉我们说，怒是没有了目标。
This is why the Bible is telling us that why is it that news today is aimless.
今天早晨，李牧师说有许多人湿着眼睛，我在那里想，我也湿着眼睛呢。
The morning Reverend Lee refers to some people have four eyes, and sure enough, I have four eyes too.
可是我们湿着眼睛不一定比两只眼睛更明亮。
You know that those have four eyes don't necessarily see clearer.
弟兄们，为什么我们要有四只眼睛？
Dear brethren, why is it that we need four eyes?
因为我们两只眼睛不够这个功用不行的，是不是啊？
Because our two eyes are failing and they are not doing what they were intended to do.
那这个不是我们没有眼睛，我们眼睛还是好好的在那里。
Not saying that we do not have eyes, our eyes are still there.
但是那个功用已经不行了。
But they are not doing what they were supposed to do.
所以需要玻璃来帮忙。
Therefore, we need these lenses.
那同样的，人天良和心地，或者是 conscience or nous 都在那里，可是这个功用已经失去了。
Similarly, a man has conscience and nous, but he has lost the original function.
因为这个功用已经失去了，所以呢，有时候我们对朋友讲到神的存在、怪物神的慈爱，他们不能了解。
Because they have lost their intended functions, that's why when we preach about God's love, our friends are not able to understand.
有时候你告诉朋友们说有许多事情不应该做，他也不感觉到不应该。
Sometimes you tell your friend that some things that he should not do, he does not feel that way.
为什么缘故？
Why?
就是因为这个功用已经失去了，正常的功用已经失去了。
Because conscience and nous have lost their intended functions.
可是我已经说过，并不是说一切的功用都已经完全没有了。
But I already said that, and that they have not lost the functions completely.
我们失着眼睛的人呢，不是说拿去了以后我看不见，一点东西都看不见。
Now those of us who wear spectacles, I'm not saying that if I remove my spectacles, I cannot see anything at all.
我还是能看得见你们。
I still can see you.
不过我看见你们的头好像一块木头一样了。那你们的头不是一块木头了，是不是？
But I know your head is not a piece of wood.
但是我的眼睛的功用不准确了，所以我会这么看法。
But my eyes have lost part of its functions, and that's why that's what they appear to me.
那这个就是说，现在有许多朋友们为什么你不感觉到神的存在？有人告诉你神的爱何等的伟大，你也不感觉到清楚。
And that is why.Today, there are so many friends of ours that when we talk to them about God's love, they do not feel that way.
同时呢，弟兄姊妹们，你们已经信了主，有人告诉你主爱的时候，你感觉到很分心。
Also, now those of you who have already accepted the Lord, when someone tells you about the love of the Lord, and you feel excited.
将在两位姊妹在这里，从 I believe, 你看看他们真是分心呢。
Just now, two sisters were singing here about I believe and I believe, and I could tell that they were really excited.
No, 并且我晓得他们这样子的分心的话是从他们心底里面出来的。
And also, I really know that their excitement has evolved from the bottom of their hearts.
这两位姊妹，你们信主多久了？
很久
了。啊？多久了？好久了。你们能不能告诉我们说，你们没有信主以前对主怎么样？啊，或许姊妹们总有一点怕丑啊。前年冬天，我在 Minneapolis 领冬令会的时候，前年。
Year before last, when I was leading a
winter conference in Minneapolis.
In Minneapolis,
有一位姊妹，她在那念研究院的，她来跑来告诉我。他说：“我告诉你，我一件好笑的事情。”我说：“什么好笑的事情呢？”
A sister came to me and said, "Let me tell you something that's very funny."
他说：“我没有信主的人，信主以前，我总讨厌那些信主的人。”
She said, "Before I became a Christian, I hated those Christians."
我想你们这些基督徒假冒为善。
I said, "Oh, you Christians, hypocrites."
我有时候看见一个基督徒从这条路来了，我情愿远地从另外一条路走。
Sometimes I see a Christian coming toward me, and I would take another route to avoid her.
我听见耶稣两个字就头痛。
When I hear the word Jesus, I get a headache.
但是他说啊，奇妙的事情遭遇到了。
But then the wonderful thing happened.
有一天我也不知道怎么样呢，他说我真的为这些耶稣做我的救主。
One day I don't know how, but I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior.
他说我思想立时就改变过来啊。
And all my thoughts will change right away.
我看见信耶稣的人这么可爱。
And I look at the Christians, they are so lovely.
我感觉到耶稣这两个字何等甜蜜。
And I feel the name Jesus is so beautiful.
那为什么缘故？
Why?
这个就是说，告诉我们说，本来他的怒视啊是功用失去了，或者是功用不正常。当主的救恩临到他的时候，把他的怒视的功用恢复了，他立时之间就改变过来。
This is telling us that before his news and conscience had lost their intended purposes, but after he accepted Jesus Christ, their functions were restored.
或者你会说你这么清楚知道，这里是告诉我们说我们的怒视同我们的天良失去了功用呢？
Maybe you would say, how is it that you know that it's referring to the news and the conscience have lost their functions?
那请你们看回《以弗所》第四章。
Would you again turn to Ephesians chapter 4?
以弗所第四章十八节告诉我们。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18.
这里告诉我们说，他们心地昏昧。
Having the understanding darkened.
与神所赐的生命隔绝了。
Being alienated from the life of God.
那在这里告诉我们说，为什么缘故他们为存着虚妄的心行事呢？是因为他们的心地昏昧。
It tells us here the reason is because their understanding is darkened.
心地昏昧，这个我刚才已经说过啊，昏昧虚妄的心本来是个 news。那么这个心地这个字啊是另外一个字，另外一个字呢是这样子，在这个 nous 的前面加上一个 preposition， 那这个字第二英文也常用这个字，也放在这个有些字的前面，是不是第二，这是个前指示，放在这个字的前面，这个字呢就是从这个 nous 卷过来的，所以这个字等于这个 nous 这个字，底下这个字呢加在这个 nous 前面，就是告诉我们说啊，这个字呢是指的这个名词的活动。
In other words, nous, and here the second line is a transformation of that same word, the prefix that's added to the front.
A preposition.
Adjective.
Is a preposition.
It's a preposition.
Yeah. 那么这个意思是什么意思呢？意思就是这个字啊，是表明这个字的动作 activity of this.
So this prefix of the preposition represents the activity of the word.
换句话说，这个就是指的 nous 的功用讲的。
In other words, this word contains the function of the word nous.
所以这里很清楚告诉我们说，为说明故他们的甚至虚妄的性形式呢，就是因为这个 nous 的功用啊昏昧了。
It tells us why is it that their minds is in vanity because their understanding darkened. Their nous is darkened.
The function of nous. The function of nous.
Or the function of the nous.
Darkened. 所以圣经告诉我们很清楚，是不是？这个 nous 之所以失去了功效呢，就是因为这个 nous 的功用失去了。
Nous has lost its effects because nous has lost the functions.
那么现在我们在这里有个问题。
Now we have a question.
那么为什么一个人的 nous 会失去了功用呢？
Why is it that man's nous has lost its functions?
神造人，给人有 nous.
Man was made, and man was made with the nous.
神把这个 news 给我们的原因是叫人能知道他。
God gave us this news so that we will know God.
神从来没有给动物有 news.
God never gave an animal a news.
所以你从来没有看见一只猴子的母亲呢，到礼拜天带了小猴子到猴子礼拜堂去听猴子牧师讲道。
Therefore, you never see a monkey mother brings along the monkey kids to the church of monkeys.To pray there.
因为他们没有 nous.
Because they do not have nous.
人之所以为人，人之有 nous.
The reason a man is a man because a man has nous.
所以就是一个人，他不承认神存在。当他遭遇到患难的时候，我们中国人说“穷极富贴”，穷极富贴啊。
Even though a man may not be a Christian, but when he has the nous, one day he will cry out.
我还记得有一个故事是这样子，有一个无神家在莫斯科的大礼堂里面讲到无神的理论，讲的头头是道。
I remember there was a atheist. He was preaching in a group of atheists, and he was, you know, really enjoying himself.
但是当他讲完以后，他回家的时候，正好他的车子经过一个高山下面的时候，忽然之间打雷，打了很大声的雷。
And after he preached about atheism, he was driving, and all of a sudden there was a great thunderbolt.
他不知不觉之间，为什么？天啊，救我啊
！And unknowingly, he was crying out to heaven to help him.
你没有法子，因为人到底是有 nous 在哪里？
And the reason is because a man has nous inside him.
虽然 nous 的功用已经失去了，但 nous 到底 has nous.
Even though many of the functions have been lost, but the nous is still in the heart.
那这里再告诉我们说，为什么世界上有这么多的宗教？
This also tells us why is it that there are so many religions in the world today.
我们平常把宗教分为两等。
Normally, we classify the religions into two kinds.
一等就叫做天然的宗教，一种是超然的宗教。
One kind is the natural kind, the other kind is the supernatural kind.
什么叫做天然的宗教呢？
What is the natural kind?
就是那个宗教的思想从这个不增长，有不增长功用的 nous 里面想出来的。
And that is the concept of the philosophy of the religion are thought about or come about from the news.
超然的宗教就是不是从我们人所想出来的。
The supernatural type of religion is something that did not come out of the news of man.
神在主耶稣基督身上向我们启示出来的。
God revealed it to us through Jesus Christ.
有许多人常说，许多的宗教不晓得那个宗教是对的。
Some people say that there are so many religions, I just don't know which one is the true one.
我们所要晓得的就是到底哪一个宗教是神启示我们的。
All we have to know is which religion was revealed to us by
也有许多人说一个宗教一个说法，我不知道哪一个是对的。
Maybe some people say that one religion says one thing and I don't know which one is really the truth.
大多数啊宗教的师祖呢，他们这个怒士啊比较起来，比较他们这个怒士的功用啊比较一般人更活泼一些。
In general, I guess we can say that the founding fathers of these religions, their nooses are a little more lively than an ordinary individual.
所以他们对宗教的思想比普通的人好像发展的多。
That's why their religious thoughts are cleaner than an usual ordinary person.
虽然如此，可是这个宗教思想到底是从这个 defiled 的这个 noose 里面发出来的。
Even so, this religion concept has come about from this defiled noose.
所以呢，靠不住。
And therefore, it's not dependable.
为这个缘故，所以我们要信耶稣。
For this reason, we have to accept Jesus Christ.
那我就讲这已经讲过了，为受迷故神为乱我们的 noose 的功用为 defiled 的为污秽了。
Why is it that God has allowed our noose to be darkened, to be defiled?
那在这里有两个原因。第一个原因，请看罗马书第一章。
First reason, let us look at Romans chapter one.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter one.
28节。
Verse 28.
这里说，他们既然故意不认识神，神就怜悯他们。生洁癖的心。
And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient.
Yes. 在这里告诉我们洁癖的心。
Says here a reprobate mind.
Yeah. 这个 reprobate mind 是神让他让人如此。
In other words, a heart that God has let go of.
为什么造人给人有一个人权
？Because God has created man that he would have his own right.
若是人要用他的人权来反抗神，那神不能触他反侮他。他给你这个权柄以后，他不能把你的权柄不得了。
Now, if a man chooses to apply his right and to resist God, God will not take his right back.
所以神只好放弃他。
God would just have to let him go.
在罗马书第三章里面有三次这么说，神只好放弃他们。
In Romans chapter 3, there are three times that that is said that God would have to let them go.
在这里啊，我们能解答一个问题，岂不是有些同学常会问你们：若是有神的话，为什么神让这个世界乱七八糟到这个程度
？Here, this will help you to answer a question, isn't that often asked to you?And that is, why is it if there is a God, why is it that God allows the world to be as wicked as it is now?
你可以告诉他，罗马书不止一次、三次告诉我们，神放弃了，神放弃了，你不能怪神了。
So you can tell them and answer them, saying that in Romans chapter 3, not once, but three times, it says that God has given up.
世界上有两种人。
There are two kinds of people.
一种是神所爱的。
神所爱的，
一种是神放弃了的。
The other kind God has given up.
不是神有这样子偏见，有些人神爱他，有些人神放弃他。
It is not saying that God is so prejudiced to the point that he gives up some and he loves the others.
他巴不得爱一切的人。
He loves everyone.
但是人若是要用他的权柄拒绝神的话，叫神有什么办法？只好放弃了，是不是？
But if a person chooses to use his right and to resist God, God will have to give him up.
所以现在我们人之所以为人，我们由这个权柄选择。
Therefore, a man is a man because he has human right to choose.
你要选择神的爱吗？你要选择神的放弃。
Do you want to choose to be loved by God, or do you want to choose to be given up by God?
当人放弃了，那么当然了，这个怒士就失去了这个把徒的人。
And of course, when God gives up the person has lost the functions of the noose.
那这是一个原因。
This is the reason.
因为神放弃了。
Because God gave up.
还有一个原因。
There's yet another reason.
那我们知道，这个世界是这个魔鬼管理的世界。
We know that this world is controlled by the devil.
所以罗子伦不在神一方面的话呢，另外一方面要围绕他。
That's why if a man is not on God's side, the other side will want to claim him.
哥林多后书第四章第四节告诉我们说
2 Corinthians chapter
4
verse 4 tells us
第四章第四节告诉我们说
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4 tells us
这里说啊，这里说很可怜的，此等不信的人呢，被这世界的神融下了心眼，不叫基督荣耀的福音光照着他们。
In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
你能看见社会上有些小孩子，他们家庭里面把他赶出来。
You see, in the society, some children were driven out of their homes.
那么这些小孩子往哪里去呢？
Where do these children go to?
一定会到哪些坏人那一对一党里面去的，是不是？
They will have to go and join the gangsters.
那么这些坏人呢，就想法子控制他。
And these gangsters will look for ways to control.
要他听他们的话。
To make sure that they listen to their words.
这就同样的情形，圣经告诉我们。
Here tells us the same thing.
当人放弃了，那么有人就继续过去。
When God gives up these people, then Satan will take over.
他想的，他也晓得，我要控制你一生的话，我一定要把你眼睛聋瞎了。
Satan also knows that if he was to control the life of a person, he has to blind it, the minds.
所以，结果就是说，为什么有这个怒视是 defiled， 屠喝了。
And that is the reason why the news is defiled and darkened.
神放弃了。撒来把他弄瞎了。
God gave up and Satan blinded it.
所以你为这个缘故，多少的时候，我们的朋友们讲到神的时候，他没有法子了解。
And for this reason, when we preach to our friends, they cannot understand.
无论你的解释这么好，这么标准，这么超级，你没有法子叫他看见那个事实。
No matter how good is your explanation, how super it is.They cannot see the light of it.
因为我们所能做的工作，是在这个事实还是良心一味，我们只能做良心一味的工作。我们比方说啊，这个良心，这是良心呢，这是良心 ，conscience。这个呢，是我们的意志，啊，这个是我们的思想。那么这个未缺呢，未灭的缺呢，我们应该说是我们的情感了。
Here we see the circles of emotions, intellect, will, conscience, news, and therefore when we preach to our friends, it get outside of these circles.
我们只能这样子到这个地方。换句话说，就是说心理上的功用，我们能或许能达到。
In other words, maybe we can reach the mind and the will.
但是呢，这一部分我们没有法子可以达到。
There's no way that we can reach the inner part, the nous.
不要说普通的人呢，你们晓得吧？耶稣的门徒跟踪耶稣3年多，圣经告诉我们说，他们不明白圣经。
Let us not even talk about an ordinary person, but talk about the disciples who have followed Jesus for 3 years and more than 3 years, and the Bible tells us they did not understand.
等到耶稣复活以后，圣经清楚告诉我们说，耶稣开了他们的心窍，那个心窍原来是怒视，他才明白圣经。
After the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us that Jesus opened their hearts, and in the original word, it was
noose.
Opened their noose.
啊，请看卢家福音24:45。
Luke 24:45。
卢家24:45。
Luke 24:45。
我们一起念好吧。
Let us read it together.
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。这里告诉我们说，等到耶稣开了他们怒视，他们才明白圣经。
Here it tells us that after Jesus opened their news, that they then and only then they can understand the Bible.
难怪那两个门徒啊，到以马努斯那个两个门徒不明白圣经。
No wonder the two disciples that were going to Emmaus, they could not understand the Bible.
换句话说，我们就没有法子能明白圣经，除非主耶稣基督开我们怒视。
In other words, we will not understand the Bible unless God opens our news.
那如果这样子的话，今天早晨我所提的话，弟兄姊妹们，你才知道，我说我们每一次读圣经的时候，就是你来听到的时候，都应该这样子祷告，根据诗篇119篇第18节的话来祷告。
Since that is the case, and I have said that this morning already, that every time when we study the Bible or come even to the sermons, we ought to pray like in verse 18 of Psalm 119.
求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法中的奇妙。
Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of the law.
我们要主开我们的眼睛，我们才能看得见。
We pray that God will open our eyes that we may see him.
这个情形我们一定要晓得。
We have to realize this situation.
那么我们当我们主哥伦布道工作的时候，我们就知道我们的责任是什么，我们对主的信任心是怎样。
And then when we engage in personal evangelism, then we know what our responsibilities are.
那到这里为止，我们看见了我们人之所以要过一个没有目的的生活，就是因为我们的怒视失去了功用。
Now we know why is it that man leads an aimless life because his nous has lost its functions.
那我们现在要看说，主耶稣基督救恩呢，到底怎样来对付我们这个nous？
Now we want to look at how the salvation of Jesus Christ deals with our nous.
我们平常是信耶稣叫我们的罪得赦免。
We believe that Jesus will forgive our sins.
可是叫我们罪得赦免是最起码的一件事情。
But we know that's really the minimal step.
主耶稣基督为我们所做的，不只就叫我们的罪得赦免。
Jesus Christ has done much more than just forgiving our sins.
他不但为我们死，也为我们复活。
He not only died for us, but also resurrected for us.
他的死是消极一方面的，他的复活是积极一方面的。
His death was a passive way, but his resurrection was an active way.
我们得到罪的赦免，这是光是得到罪的赦免有什么意思呢？是不是
merely have our sins forgiven, what good does it do to us?
我们需要有一种新的生命在我们里面。
We need to have a new life in us.
所以他要为我们复活。
Therefore he had to resurrect.
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣明明说他好像一粒麦子跌在地里面死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
The Bible tells us Jesus was like a seed that died in the ground, and after later on he grew and bare fruits.
他为我们死而复活，叫我们今天能得到永生。
He died for us and he resurrected for us that today we may have eternal life.
可是他还有别的工作了，在他救恩一方面的工作不止这么简单的。
But in his salvation work, there are much more than that.
那今天晚上关于我们所讨论的，我请你看一下，耶稣还给我们带来什么。
Therefore, tonight pertains to what we are studying. I'd like to ask you to read somewhere else.
请你们看《约翰一书》第五章。
First John chapter five.
第五章第20节。
Verse 20.
约翰一书第五章二十节。
First John chapter 5 verse
这里告诉我们说，我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们。那个智慧赐给我们以后，我产生什么功效呢？使我们认识那位真实的。
And we know that the Son of God has come and had given us an understanding that we may know Him that is true.
这里告诉我们说，耶稣基督把那智慧赐给我们，这那个智慧，我们有了那个智慧以后，我们才能认识那位真实的。
Says here that Jesus Christ has given us this understanding, and with that understanding, we may know Him that is true.
我已经说过了，这种字有时和英文、中文都没有恰当字可以翻译，所以在中文翻为智慧，英文翻为 understanding。原来是什么字呢？原来就是这个字 ，dianoia。Yeah. 我已经刚才说过了，这个 noia 这个字啊，就是说前面加一个 preposition 在那里表明表示这个news 的动作，是不是？
And dia gives the activity of the word news.
所以换一句话说，这个意思就是说 news 的功用。
In other words, it gives the function of news.
换一句话说，圣经告诉我们说，耶稣基督来了，他不但将我们的罪得赦免，他不但给我们生命，他也把那个 news 的功用带来给我们。
In other words, Jesus Christ has come, not only that he will give us understanding, not only that he will give us life, but he will restore the functions of news.
我们这个 news 的功用一恢复以后呢，那这里告诉我们，使我们认识那位真实的。
Says here that after that we have restored our function of the word news, of news,then we may understand him that is true.
也是在那位真实的里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面，这是真神，也是永生。
And that is the eternal, eternity and the Son and the God.
今天早晨有姊妹，她问我，她说：“你今天早晨说永生有四个意思，你什么时候告诉我们这四个意思？”
Someone, a sister asked me.That this morning I talk about that eternity has four meanings, and when are you going to tell us the four meanings?
So 我说明天呢，明天你们问题问问题的时候问。可今天晚上你在这里看见一个意思了。
Of course, now you see one meaning already, but tomorrow, during the question period, you can ask.
这里明明告诉这是真神，也是永生，指的谁讲？啊
？It says here that this is the true God. Who is it referring to?
The truth of the God. Let me see. 第二十节 Then this is the true God and eternal life.
Oh, this is the true God and also eternal life.
所以这里告诉你们说 eternal 永生两字有一个意思就是指的主耶稣基督
And also, so we see that eternal life, one meaning, eternal refers to Jesus Christ.
好还是余度三意思明天告诉你啊那这里明清楚告诉我们是信耶我也说明过我常说是吧信耶稣有没有信耶稣的话你自己能知道
I often say that whether you have believe in Jesus Christ or not you know it yourself
因为如果你信了耶稣的话你感觉到你头脑改变了
because if you have you will feel that your mind and thoughts have changed
为什么缘故呢因为这里告诉我们说当我们信主耶稣基督的时候主耶稣基督把那 news 的功用带回来给我们恢复了我们 news 的功用
because it says here that after we have accepted Jesus Christ he will restore the functions of news
news 这个功用恢复以后良心的功用就恢复了
after the functions of news is restored so is that of
conscience那么这样子一来 conscience 就能指导我们的意志思想情感都有了改变
and as a result conscience will affect will intellect and emotions all will be changed
为了这个缘故所以在圣经里有一个字啊我们平常是没有看清楚
for this reason there's a word in the Bible that'sMany times we do not see it very clearly.
哪个字啊？就是耶稣讲道的一个题目。
And that word is the topic of Jesus Christ's sermon.
弟兄姊妹们，你们晓得耶稣在世界上讲了许多道，是不是？可是他也有他的题目，他的题目是什么？晓得不晓得？
Dear brethren, you know that Jesus Christ gave many sermons on earth, and he had a topic. Do you know what it was?
晓得吗？
Do you know?
是在约翰福音，哎，是在马可福音第一章十五节。
In Mark chapter 1 verse 15.
Mark 1:15 啊，马可福音第一章十五节。耶稣说，日期满了，神的国近了，你们怎么样？你们当悔改。怎么样你能悔改？信福音。
Verse 15, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.
这里告诉我们说要悔改，怎么悔改法？要信福音。
Tells us here that we have to repent, and how do we repent? We believe in the gospel.
那什么叫做悔改？
What is to repent?
今天早晨李牧师讲得很清楚，我们平常对悔改有了一个错误的思想。
This morning, Reverend Lee has already said that very clearly that quite often we have a misconception about repentance.
那你能看这个悔改的字啊，都将在我们讲过这个奴斯公用这个字差不多的。这个字啊，那挪伊啊，同样一个字，是不是啊？将在我们看见这个奴斯的功用是叫迪亚诺伊啊，那么现在这个悔改这个字呢，是叫做麦大诺伊啊。这就差前面的这个 preposition different。
We know that this word looks quite similar to the one we had before. This word here is on the board is repentance, and it says 麦大。
麦大，麦大诺伊啊。那换一句话是将。将在差不同的就在这里，是不是、啊、那个将到奴斯公用的时候，这里是第二，那么这个将到这个悔改这个字是没大，就这就差这么多。换句话说呢，都是对于这个奴斯有关系的。
The only difference is in the prefix, and in other words, they all talk about nuia, nous.
什么就是悔改？
What is repentance?
有人以为悔改就是说论几个罪就是悔改了。是的，论罪是悔改的一个标志。
True, to confess one's sins is one form of repentance.
但是不一定是真正的悔改。
But it may not be true repentance.
有人承认自己的罪，可以不是真正的悔改。
Some people confess their own sins, but it is not really repentance.
我还记得我年纪轻的时候，在上海那个时候正是宋博士啊，在那里讲道的时候。
I remember when I was young in Shanghai, Dr. Zhang Song was preaching.
那么我有一个亲戚，他常出聚会。
I had a relative who went to the meetings a lot.
每一次宋博士邀请的时候说，那个有罪的人请到前面来，承认你自己的罪。
Every time when Dr. Zhang Song invited and said, whoever has sinned wants to come up and confess his own sin.
他总是上去的。
He went up every time.
那么宋博士他常这样子的，他说，你有赌钱吗？赌钱的人举起手来。众生说，神啊，赦免我赌钱的罪。
Dr. Zhang Song used to say, do you gamble? If you gamble, raise your hand now, and let us say together, Lord, forgive our sins of gambling.
那么那个女的总是举起手来说，主啊，赦免我赌钱的罪。
So that girl would just raise her hand and say, Lord, forgive my sin of gambling.
可是呢，聚会以后回到家里啊，仍旧是赌钱。
So after she returns home, she go back, right back to the table.
第二天她再去聚会。
The next night she went to the meeting.
她再跑上去。
He went up again, raise your hand.
可是还是赌钱。
She went back to gambling.
这个论罪有什么意思？是不是、啊？这个是这个 news 根本没有改变。
It's not meaningful. Her news was not changed.
同时，另外有个人。
It was another person.
恐怕弟兄姊妹不大晓得，曾经有一位传道叫做古伦恩弟兄。
Maybe some of you don't know that was a missionary preacher by the name.
他告诉我这个故事。
He told me this story.
他说他有一个朋友。
He had a friend.
他去劝他信耶稣。
He went to preach to him.
那个朋友说 我真讨厌你们一提到我叫人请耶稣。
That man said, I hate you, you always preach to me.
你说请耶稣的人有不好赌钱，不好吃酒，不好吸烟，谁要信呢？
You say the Christian cannot smoke, cannot gamble, cannot do this, cannot do that. Who wants to believe
you? 那我们弟兄很聪明，
他
说没有关系，你尽管赌钱，尽管吃烟，尽管喝酒，你只要去听道就是了。
And our friend said, no problem, you can go on gambling, you can go on drinking, you can go on doing whatever you're doing, but just go to the church.
他说哦，这样子讲，他说你还通的，不是讲哪些人不通的。
Oh, well, he said, that's the case, that's better than the others that I have heard.
好好，我就跟你去吧。
All right, I'll go to the church with you.
所以第一个晚上他带他到上海一个很大的里边呢，叫做摩尔堂啊，去听道。
So, they went to this big church in Shanghai.
第一天晚上呢，他没有什么改变。
Nothing happened the first night.
聚会以后出来了，他就问他说怎么样，明天晚上能欢喜不欢喜这里啊？
After meeting, they came out and my friend asked, well, how is it? Would you like to go again tomorrow?
他说好啊好啊好啊好啊。
OK
所以第二天晚上他就再去约他。
So the second night, he again invited him to go.
他在那里留意他，第二个晚上他听的是非常 reason 的听，他听了非常起劲啊，眼睛对住那个讲道的人卷都不卷。
The second night he listened very attentively and his eyes just blew on the speaker.
等到讲了道以后啊，这个讲道的人呢给邀请，有 invitation.
Later on, the preacher gave an invitation.
说有谁愿意进入耶稣，请举手。
Who wants to accept Jesus Christ? Let him raise his hand.
我的朋友很稀奇，他举起手来了。
The friend was very surprised because this man raised his hand.
后来他叫他到前面去，他也跑到前面去。
Later on, he went up to the front.
那么当然我的朋友很高兴了。
First, my friend was very happy.
两人从礼拜堂出来以后啊，那个朋友故意要这么说。
Two people after they left church, my friend intentionally.
他说今天晚上怎么样，你预备怎么样赌钱？
Well, how is it tonight? Where do you plan to go gamble?
他说还可以赌钱，不行了，不行了，什么都改变了。
How can I go gamble? Everything has changed.
那弟兄姊妹们，信耶稣就是一个改变。
Dear brethren, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you have to change.
改变你什么地方？
Where do you change?
改变你这个 news.
To change your news.
你不能改变。
You cannot change.
三日耶稣告诉我们说，你们当悔改，当改变你的心思意念。同时他告诉我们说，怎样你才能改变你的心思意念？你要信福音。
Jesus Christ tells us that we have to repent, but also he tells us how we can repent, and that is we have to believe in the gospel.
我们平常想相信耶稣得到罪的赦免。
Ordinarily, we talk about we want to accept Jesus Christ so our sins may be forgiven.
我们没有想到我们要悔改的话都要耶稣给我们的。
But we did not think about that. Even when we want to repent, it is something that Jesus will have to help us with.
那你看《使徒行传》第五章三十一节明明告诉我们
Acts chapter 5 verse 31
神且用右手将他高举，这是讲到耶稣的升天，或者我们从三十节念起，第五章《使徒行传》第五章30、31两节，三十节告诉我们说耶稣为我们钉死在十字架上和耶稣的复活，三十一节是告诉我们说耶稣升天，耶稣钉死十字架为我们复活为我们升天，做什么？就是这里告诉我们叫他做君王做救主，做什么呢？将悔改的心和赎罪的恩赐给以色列人。
Acts chapter 5 verses 30 and 31 The God of our fathers raised up Jesus whom ye slew and hanged on a treeHim hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
我们恐怕没有不大留意啊，原来这个悔改都是耶稣给我们的。
Maybe we have overlooked, but even repentance was given to us by Jesus.
那在这里你就看见啊，耶稣的办法， 一方面他告诉我们说你们要悔改。
Here we see Jesus' ways. On one hand, he tells us that we ought to repent.
他也晓得你要悔改，悔改，悔改不来的。
He knows that if we want to repent, we cannot do it by ourselves.
如果说我们人能悔改的话，那我们不需要基督教了，我们儒教可很可以了。
If we can repent by ourselves, then we do not need Christianity. We can, just any other religion can do it.
孔子的教训。
Confucian, Confucianism.
诚意真真心很好，是不是？若是我们自己能自力更生的话，何必要基督教呢？
If we are able to repent by ourselves, why do we need Christianity?
我们不能的。
We cannot.
耶稣晓得我们不能。
Jesus knows that we cannot.
但是他要我们有个愿意悔改的心。
But he wants us to have the willingness to repent.
他要我们有愿意，主啊，改变我的思想。
He wants us to have this willingness to say, Lord, change my thoughts.
我们都知道，我们的生活动作都是根据我们思想来的。
We all know that our behavior, our thoughts, our actions are all based on our thoughts.
若是我们思想是这样子的话，我们就没有法子过灵位的生活。
If our thoughts are this way, then we cannot lead a different life.
我们一定要把我们的思想改变过来。
We have to first change our thoughts.
思想的改变并不是在我们情感、思想。以意志一方面改变一下就是了。
The change of thoughts or mind do not involve only the change of intellect or the emotions.
我们要根本改变过来。
We have to do it from the bottom and from the beginning, and that is from the news.
那个 news 要改变过来。
We have to change the news.
所以呢，我们没有法子，因我们没有法子改变我们 news.
But we know that we cannot change the news by ourselves.
主耶稣基督为我们预备了。
Jesus Christ has prepared.
怎样悔改呢？耶稣告诉我们要信福音。
How do we repent? Jesus Christ tells us to believe in the gospel.
福音什么意思？
What is the meaning?
就是耶稣为我们所成就的。
And that is the work that Jesus Christ has done for us.
为了要有耶稣为我们所成就的一个最简单的办法，就是你把耶稣接到你心里面来。
In order to receive what Jesus Christ has prepared for us, the easiest way is to invite Jesus into our hearts.
当耶稣在你里面，耶稣一切所成就的成为你的了。
When Jesus is inside you, then everything that Jesus has completed becomes yours.
所以，在约翰福音第一章十二节很清楚告诉我们说，什么叫做信耶稣。
In John chapter 1 verse 12, it tells us very clearly what is believing in Jesus.
那很可惜的，这个以往中国教会啊，对于这个问题不清楚。
It is a shame that before in the Chinese churches were not clear about this idea.
他们不知道信耶稣唯一个方法就是要接受耶稣。
They do not know that the only way to believe in Jesus is to accept Jesus.
不是说背负耶稣的教训，欢喜耶稣的道路，要接受耶稣，请耶稣进到你心里来。
It is not to like Jesus' ways.But to accept Jesus.
这里明明告诉我们说，凡接待他就是信他名的人，谁是信他的？信他就接待耶稣。
Who are the ones that believe in him? It is those who receive him.
我信耶稣，什么意思啊？意思就是说我请耶稣进到我心里面来。
I believe in Jesus. What does that mean? That means that I have invited Jesus into my heart.
主是一位别无二法，弟兄姊妹们。
Besides this, there is no other way.
信耶稣不是到礼拜堂里面来做听听道、做做教友就信耶稣了。
To believe in Jesus is not just to come to the church to listen to the sermons and to be a member of the church.
有人可以一生在教会里面，可以不是神的孩子。
Some people can attend church all their lives and may not be the children of God.
因为他没有接受耶稣的生命进到里面。
Because they do not have the life of Jesus Christ in their life.
父子的关系是生命的关系。
It is a relationship between father and son. It is the relationship of life.
所以各位，这个就是说要信耶稣。
Therefore, brethren, that is what it means to believe in Jesus.
那你有没有在你过去的日子当中同耶稣说：“耶稣啊，请你进到我心里面来。
”In your past years, have you ever said, "Jesus, would you come into my heart?"
有没有办过这个习俗？
Have you ever done that?
我们都知道，无论做哪一件事情，有一定的修说，是不是？
We know that no matter what you do, there is a special procedure.
你就是到这学校里面登记的话，也要一定的休说。你若是休说没有办好的话，那个登记主任不准你登记。
Even to register in school, you have to take certain procedure. Otherwise, the registrar will not consider you admitted.
你要入籍的话，你一定要经过某种的休说。
If you want to be naturalized, you also have to follow certain procedures.
你不能到那个移民局去同他说，哎，移民局先生呢，你晓得吧，我是很好的人呢，我也有的教育，我也有的钱，有许多人可以做美国公民，那我当然可以做美国公民了。
You cannot go to the immigration officer and say I'm very good, I'm also very wealthy, so I can be an American citizen because there are so many other people that are American citizens.
他们一定告诉你说，先生，对不起，你一定要叫休说办。
They'll say, Mr., I'm sorry, you have to follow the procedure.
同样的，信耶稣，你一定要叫一定的修士去办。
Similarly, to believe in Jesus, you also have to follow certain procedures.
你一定要有一个时候同主耶稣说，主耶稣啊，请你进到我心里面做我的救主。
You have to say at one time to Jesus, that Lord, I invite you to come into my heart to be my Savior.
三年以前，我在托伦托这个进行会啊，有一个聚会。
Three years ago, I was leading a meeting in Toronto, church there.
我住在一位弟兄家里，那个弟兄是香港不久搬过去的。
At that time, I was staying with a brother who had lived in North Point in Hong Kong.
因为当我在不久讲道的时候，他已听过我讲道，所以他听见我到要到 Toronto 去，他一定同这个牧师说他我。一定要他住在我家里。
Because he heard me spoke in North Point Baptist Church, and that's why when he heard that I was coming, he told the minister that he wanted me to be his house guest.
我住在哪里的时候，我发现他的太太有一个兄弟在托伦托大学念书。
I found out that his wife has a brother who's studying at the Toronto University.
正好那一年毕业。
And he was graduating that year.
同时呢，他找到一份很好的职业。
Also, he found a good job.
可是他没有信耶稣。
But he has not believed in Christ.
那个姐姐很好，很关心他的灵魂的问题。
The sister was very concerned about him.
所以他问我，他说：“不知道你可以不可以同他谈谈
？”I don't know whether you can talk to him or not. She said.
我说你问他了。
Well, ask him.
他问他，他说好。
He asked him, and he said yes.
所以呢，我同他约好，有一天晚上散会以后回家，我要同他谈话。
So we arranged to meet after a meeting one night.
当我一谈话的时候啊，稍微客套的话谈了以后啊，我就感觉到我要问他这么一句话。
After the courteous greetings, I felt that I had to ask him this question.
我说黄先生，你是不是感觉到人生很虚空
？I said, Mr. Huang, do you feel that life is empty?
他说是啊，他说是啊。
He said yes, yes.
我说黄先生，你不应该这么想，是不是啊
？I said, Mr. Huang, you really shouldn't think that way, should you?
你正好大学毕业
，You're graduating,
找到很好一份工作
，You found a good job,
住在吉吉家里，姐夫和吉吉都很爱你。
You're staying with your sister and brother-in-law, and they all love you.
那人生是你的人生是最美满的人生。
Your life is really quite good, isn't it?
他是啊，他我有时候也想不通。
Yes, sometimes I can't understand myself.
我也想，我不应该这么感觉到虚空。
I feel that I should not think that way, that life is empty.
但是他说我没有办法，我一直来感觉到虚空。
But I can't help it. I just feel life is so empty.
我说王先生，你晓得为什么有个你会感觉到虚空
I said, Mr. Huang, do you know why that you feel life is empty?
我说我请你看一节圣经好吗
And I said, can I ask you to read the Bible?
我就打开启示录第二十章第三章二十节启示录第三章二十节给他看
Open to Revelation chapter 3 verse 20
我请他念这节圣经
And I asked him to read
他就念了
And he was reading it.
他说看哪、啊、我站在门外叩门若有听见我声音就开门的我要进到他哪里去我与他与我一同走进
Behold I stand at the door and knock
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and will sup with him and he with me.
我说王先生，你晓得不晓得？你为说明我感觉到人生虚空，这就是说，主耶稣基督在你心为叩门，所以叫你有这种感觉。
I said, Mr. Huang, do you know why you feel that life is empty? Because Jesus Christ is at the outside of your door and knocking. That's why you feel that way.
哦，他说是这样子的。
He said, Oh, that's so. That is the reason.
那么他说我应该怎么做呢
？What should I do then?
我说很简单。
Said it's very simple.
底下告诉我们说，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他哪里去。
It goes on and says to him that overcome, will I grant to sit with him in my throne?
No, 不是，上面一节，二十节。
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him.
我说你愿意不愿意打开你的门
？I said, Are you willing to open your door?
他说这个打开门怎么打开法的
？Well, how do you open your door? He said.
我说很简单
，very simple.
你跟我祷告好吗
？Would you pray with me?
所以呢，我就叫他跟我祷告。
So I said, I asked him to pray with me.
What happened?
That's your question.
Oh. 我就代替他祷告。
So I prayed for him.
祷告了以后啊。
After I prayed.
我就请他，我说黄先生，现在好不好？你自己祷告一下。
I said, Well, Mr. Huang, how about pray yourself?
他就自己祷告了。
He prayed himself.
他起初也还是这么说，他说我不知道能不能祷告啊。
At first he said, I don't know whether I can pray or not.
我说你试试看，你开你的口，看你能不能祷告。
I said, you should try, open your mouth, see if you can pray.
那你晓得他的祷告很好啊。
His prayer was very good.
所以等到他自己承认自己的罪，请耶稣进到他心里面以后，我就问他了，我说黄先生，现在耶稣在哪里？
After he confessed his sins and invited Jesus into his heart, I asked Mr. Huang, where is Jesus Christ?
他不说耶稣在我心里。
He did not say that Jesus is in my heart.
平常就是许多朋友会这么说，他一请耶稣进到他心里面以后，他会说，我现在晓得耶稣在我心里面。可是他不是这么说法。
Usually people will say, I know where Jesus is. Jesus is in my heart, but he didn't say it that way.
他讲另外一句话。
He said something else.
他说我现在才感觉到我有了依靠。
He said, now I know that I have something to rely on, to depend on.
所以他很高兴。
He was very happy.
那么他的姐姐预备好那个这个一滴液滴一滴点心要我们下去吃。
His sister prepared some refreshments for us to eat.
所以我就告诉他的姐姐，我说你的弟弟啊，接受了耶稣。
So I told her, as your brother has accepted Christ.
所以她姐姐说，那么好了，弟弟，请你谢谢主了，我为这个点心谢谢主。
So I said, well, the sister said, why don't you say grace?
那她就祷告。
So he prayed.
那个姐姐都感觉到稀奇，她的祷告会这么好。
Even the sister was amazed that he was able to pray so well.
弟兄姊妹们，信耶稣没有信耶稣，你自己能知道。
Dear brethren, whether you have believed in Jesus Christ or not, you know it yourself.
若是你信了耶稣的话，你的思想一定改变过来。
If you have believed in Jesus Christ, your thoughts will have changed.
因为你nous是功用已经恢复了。
Because the functions of your nous have been restored.
Nous的功用能影响你的良心，能影响你意志、思想、情感。整个的头脑都改变过来。
The functions of the nous can affect your intellect, your emotions, your will, everything in your brain.
这个就是说悔改。
That is repentance.
那这个悔改是耶稣会给你。
And this repentance is given to you by Jesus.
只要你愿意。
Only if you choose to.
只要你给神机会。
Only if you're willing to give God the chance.
让我们祷告好吧。
Let us bow and pray.
Go away, 亲爱的朋友，你愿意不愿意耶稣改变你的心思想意念？
Dear friends, are you willing to have God change your mind, your news, your conscience?
因为他告诉我们说，只要愿意的，都可以白白的拿生命水喝。
Because he told us, whosoever is willing shall receive this.
我们从前的是同样的情形。
Before we were the same way.
没有信耶稣以前，有人同我们讲耶稣，我们根本不要听。
Before we believe in Christ, people talk to us about Jesus. We do not want to hear.
但人怜悯我们，他急速不断地在我们心未叩门。
But God had mercy on us, and He continued to knock on the door of our hearts.
当我们打开我们心门的时候，主耶稣就进来。
When we opened our hearts, Jesus Christ came in.
我们的思想意念都改变过来了。
And our thoughts and minds have changed.
事实若是我们思想意念没有改变的话，今天我断不会在这里作为传道。
The fact is that my thoughts and minds have not been changed. I would not be standing here preaching.
我也相信，若是我们当中有许多弟兄姊妹们，他们头脑没有改变的话，他们今天也不会在这里做这些吃力不讨好的工作。
I also feel that the mind and thoughts of many brothers here, they have not been changed. They would not be here serving.
主耶稣就是等候在那里，愿意改变你的思想意念。
Jesus Christ is waiting outside, waiting to restore your news.
恐怕有些朋友们，耶稣一直在你心未叩门。
Maybe some friends hear that Jesus has been knocking the doors for a long time.
因为这个圣经里说，耶稣站在门外叩门，这两个动词都是急速不断的动作。
Because in the Bible it says here, behold, Jesus is outside knocking on the door. It's continuous action.
他一直在那里叩你的心门。
He has been knocking on the door for a long time.
你能不能这次开你的心门，同耶稣说：“耶稣，请你进到我心里面来。
”Can you open your door this time and ask Jesus to come in?
或者你说：“我许多地方还不明白。
”Maybe you say there's too many points.
等到我明白以后再信耶稣。
Wait till I understand.
信耶稣的事情并不是明白才信，信耶稣的是要先信你才能明白。
Believing in Jesus is not something that you can understand first, but in believing, then you will understand.
你的奴仆的功用没有亏负的话，无论怎么讲法，你不能了解。
Before the functions of your nerves have been restored, no matter how I preach to you, you will not understand.
若是你接受了耶稣，耶稣的生命进到你里面，你奴仆的功用亏负了。许多从前不了解的，你立时就能了解。
If you receive Jesus Christ, your news will be restored. Right away, you can understand the things that you cannot understand now.
在我们当中，有没有哪一位朋友，你愿意给神一个机会，向你施恩的
？Is there anyone among us that is willing to give God this opportunity to give grace to you?
在我们当中，凡是感觉到你的。虽然你信了耶稣，可是你感觉到思想意念没有改变的，你能不能今天晚上在神面前给神一个机会？
Those of us who have already believed in Christ and yet we feel that our thoughts have not been changed, are we willing to give God a chance to restore news?
主耶稣基督等在你的门外，要向你施恩的。
Jesus Christ is awaiting outside the door.
只要你肯开你的心门，只要同他说：“主耶稣啊，我愿意你进到我心里面来，改变我的思想意念。”若是有这样子的朋友们，你愿意给神一个机会，好吧，请你举举手就放下来。感谢主，感谢主，啊！主看见你们的手，还有吗？还有哪一位？给神一个机会，朋友。他爱你，虽然你不认识你，他愿意拯救你。你这次上来聚会不是偶然的事情。神有一个安排在那里。
God